This is such a blow to investors.
You know what? Right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Robert Hall at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state.
It's expensive to grow older in this day and age. Coming up, we offer some tips to navigate your way to a successful retirement.
Affinity Advisory Network presents.
I'm getting that what I call mailbox money. I wake up and that mailbox money is there, and it's something I can count on, and I know it's going to be there for the rest of my life.
An extraordinary visionary cultivating inspiring ideas.
And they put their money in and they want that money really to work for them, and we understand that. But also, you can't predict the market, right? So just because it did it last year doesn't mean it's going to do it next year.
And now,
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Retirement Readiness Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me now, Robert Hall, president and founder of Affinity Advisory Network. He's been helping folks for more than 20 years, and again, to and through retirement over that amount of time. Robert, hi, how are you?
Good. How's it going, Steve?
Very, very well, thanks. What I was going to ask is, you know, over the 20 or so years that you've been doing this, you've seen a lot of, you know, ups, downs, sideways, all of that, right?
Yeah, actually, I was just looking today at the, one of the questions that one of our listeners asked us, and, you know, they were worried about the markets. And, you know, the bottom line is that we've kind of went through 24, what I'll call market events, not necessarily crashes, but, you know, we've been through this a lot. This is not our first rodeo.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, according to a new Bankers bank rate survey, this was done back in June of this year, the average American feeling the effects of inflation firsthand. Of course, we all are. And hopefully their financial security that doesn't is not hindered their ability to save. It's just really important for folks to understand how things can come together very quickly, both good and bad, I guess.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of concerns. It's not just investments today. There's, you know, credit card debt, saving for retirement, people worried about inflation. They're worried about Social Security, Medicare. They're worrying if it's going to be there. There's all kinds of things going on right now in our current, on what I'd say, unstable economy.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, as we start looking through things, you know, we always say, don't fight the Fed. And the Fed is certainly influencing our life these days with the raising interest rates.
They are. Through raising borrowing rates, the Fed makes the process and cost of getting, you know, green light for a mortgage, auto, home loan, any loan more challenging. And particularly when it comes to credit card balances, the total debt that is recorded currently is at an all-time record as of fourth quarter last year at $986 billion of consumer credit debt. And the credit card interest rates now are higher than they've ever been at an average of 20.55%. That's the highest since Bankrate started tracking those way back in 1985.
Wow. And again, I think it has now gone over a trillion dollars.
Yes.
For the first time.
Holy,
that's today, such as it is. And I mean, that is kind of scary, isn't it? Where did all that come from? I thought we were doing better that way.
Well, you know, it's been interesting in this economy. You don't see people really, you know, spending less money. You see people actually spending more money, and a lot of that is going out their own credit cards, and that's just creating the debt.
Well, I mean, I think inflation is certainly affected around the world. And Newt Gingrich, a name we all know, former Speaker of the House, joined Larry Kudlow on Fox Business to talk about how to restore the economy, get it back on track, particularly when it comes to the future of Social Security and Medicare. Two big hot button issues, certainly. And so let's hear what his thoughts are on all of this.
There's not enough credibility today to do anything significant with Social Security. But the truth is, if you move towards dramatic economic growth, we go back to the 3.5%, which we ought to be at, which was the historic average. That actually extends the life of Social Security, and it extends the life of Medicare and allows you to have a lot more time to have a discussion about what to do next. But you've got to establish a really big growth rate, and you've got to establish real control on spending, and you have to repeal a large part of the radical regulatory machinery that has been set up over the last several decades. You do those things, the economy's booming, you can have a very different conversation about Social Security.
Well, I mean, again, there's always conversations about Social Security, how to fix it, how to change it, how to do whatever. And I mean, again, there is a time where that's going to have to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with his comments. You know, they got to tighten the belt a little bit, and, you know, they got to get better returns, and they got to buy us time, really, to talk about it. But, you know, I'm one of the believers that I think Social Security will always be there to some extent. It may not be the same amount that people are used to receiving today. But I mean, you have all Americans that have paid into that, all of the working Americans that have paid in, and they're entitled to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I think, you know, it's going to last longer than they say it is. And I think it'll just be maybe a little bit different, you know, picture down the road. But
I agree
with everything you said. And I think that gives us time to talk about it.
Well, yeah, because I mean, it doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you are on. Each side is blaming the other for Social Security's problems. But what they aren't doing is offering a solution. So let's solve that problem.
That's right. That's right.
So what do we do? I mean, you know, there's talk about the cap being removed, you know, based on income. What are your thoughts on that one?
You know, the income cap is it's a tough question for me because, you know, if you look at it, the people who made more money that paid more into Social Security, in my mind, mm-hmm. should really get more money out of Social Security. So, you know, I'm not in favor of putting caps on.
Okay.
I mean, just down the road, I look at it and I see people that, you know, they paid more into Social Security, they paid more into the government benefits, they really should be entitled to more. But kind of that's the opposite of how it works. You know,
it is.
You take someone who doesn't make money, who doesn't pay as much in taxes, and they're typically entitled to everything. And you take the people that do pay their taxes and pay more money in, and they're typically entitled to less. So,
all right. Well, one of the things that we were talking about here is, you know, the market correction that we went through and continued to sort of recover from. The last big correction, what, back in 2008? What happened there, and how quickly did we recover from that one?
Yeah, that was a bad one. There was a lot of things that happened back then. You know, it was really bad because of the growth of the predatory lending that took place. You had a lot of unregulated markets. You had mass amounts of consumer debt. There was creation of what I'll call toxic assets. And then you had the collapse of all the home prices. And at that time, you know, the S&P nearly lost 50%. And it took us over 6 years to recover from that. At the same time, the Dow lost about 54%. It took us about 4 years to recover from that at the same time. So, you know, that was a big hit. And I think this is a little different, though. I mean, I don't think that we have a crystal ball by any means. But if you look, markets are a little volatile. But most people currently, they're looking at their accounts. They're about break even, or maybe even some of them are up right now. But, you know, the things that investors still seem to be hesitant, because right now there's $5.3 trillion sitting on the sidelines in cash. So that tells me that people are still worried.
Wow. Yeah, they sure are. Folks, if you want to get a head start and sit down with Robert and the team, 877-841-1963 is the number. So as we, you know, kind of go through some of these other situations. So in terms of corrections, and you said something that I find interesting is you said it's a little different this time. And that's something that we've always heard. In every situation, it's different this time.
But yeah, but you, every crash is different, right?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, but you, I mean, again, is that true? Is that so that this really is a bit different than the others?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, you know, we don't have a collapse of home pricing. Obviously, we had quite the opposite. You know, we mm-hmm. had overinflated prices that are just now starting to come back down. But I mean, I look at the people and the market as a whole, and like I said, when you see $5.3 trillion sitting on the sidelines, I mean, that tells me that people are just unsure. They're scared right now.
Right. Well, and again, how do we protect ourselves? How do we keep ourselves from, floating away?
That's a good question. And like I just talked about, you'll hear people putting money in cash, but cash isn't always the option. Right now, we have very high inflation, and keeping that cash is certainly not going to keep up. There are products out there today that can offer guarantees and that can give some upside potential even, and also protect you from downside market turns. So we'll probably get into that a little bit later this show, Steve, but I think that moving money into safer places might be one of the options.
877-841-1963 is the number. And so how do you navigate all the elements, you know, with an economic climate like this? And how do we come out the other end in good shape? Is that even possible?
That's a good question. There's many things that we can do. Right now with inflation as high as it is, I tell the consumers, cut costs where you can, obviously. Mm-hmm. Buckle down on your discretionary spending. Create, maintain, maybe revisit the budget that you're currently working off of. And finally, I would start putting some money in. If you're worried about the markets, get it over there where it's protected. Get some guarantees on it. Get some fixed interest rates on it. Let it still make money, even though you're worried about the markets.
And I mean, again, that doesn't necessarily mean, dump it all into bonds either, right?
No, I mean, obviously, we saw a hit on the bonds just recently that was taken. But you can even get MIGAs right now, which are multi-year rate guarantees that a lot of people don't hear about. I mean, there are MIGAs out there right now paying over 5% fixed interest rates. And, a MIGA is guaranteed by the issuing company. So it's a good place to put your money if you like those fixed rates.
All right. Well, again, on that note, Robert, we are up against the clock here. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call and take a quick break.
Yeah. What I would tell everyone is that, we've been through 24 major market events. And, this one, every time they say something's different. But what I would say is they're all different, right? So they're hard to navigate. But what you need to do is just figure out what your goals and your priorities are. And one of the best ways you can do that is sit down with my team at Affinity Advisory Network, because we are a true multidisciplinary professional network. So you'll actually have someone in the room that's an insurance agent that can talk to you about different insurance products. You'll have a CPA there that can talk to you about tax planning. You'll have an investment advisor there that can talk to you about investments. You'll have a VA accredited claims agent there. And you have a whole team to help you navigate these complicated economies and markets.
Sure. 877-841-1963 is the number to call, folks. And you will be able to get, a financial roadmap put together. That's the goal. And it helps take things that are complicated and break it down into something that really makes sense. Here's your chance to get a true practical financial review. So call us, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963. Of course, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more right here.
When we come back, we've got the results of a new survey that asked over 3,000 retirees what their favorite investments are in saving for retirement.
And now, a nightmare retirement consultation.
Yeah, no pain, no gain, right? No risk, no reward, right? We're going all risk, see? We're going to put everything you got in the market. You're going to love it.
Don't walk, run from that office and go to your future retirement partner who has your best interest in mind with a retirement plan that includes growth, protection, and income so you can sleep well at night. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963. That's 877-841-1963.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times. It's the start of a new chapter.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Starting off on the right foot is key. At Affinity Advisory Network, we make sure you have the income you need to do everything that you're looking forward to. Trips to the beach with family, sightseeing, or sitting back, taking in fresh air and catching a fish or two. Robert Hall's custom planning process is comprehensive, custom tailored to your unique goals, and will give you direction on when you can retire with confidence. Meet at no cost with our local independent team, who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963.
Bad Money Habits.
If bad money habits constrain your financial progress, it's time to alter your behavior. Here's another bad money habit to break.
Thinking you'll win it big in the lottery. Big in the lottery. It would be nice, and we can certainly dream, but if you think about it, is there really any need to buy more than one Powerball ticket? Here are the odds of winning the big prize in Powerball. 1 in 292,201,338. So let's say you buy 20 Powerball tickets. You just increased your odds 1 to 20 in 292 million. The odds of finding a pearl in an oyster shell are just 1 in 12,000. You're way more likely to date a supermodel, be crushed by a meteorite, be elected president, or become an astronaut than to win the big lottery prize. It's not even close. So while it can be fun and people do win, it certainly can't be your retirement plan.
Back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. Robert is president, founder of Affinity Advisory Network, helping folks for more than 20 years. You've put together an incredible team, Robert, and I have spent a lot of time on your website. That is AffinityAdvisoryNetwork.com. AffinityAdvisoryNetwork.com. Check that out, folks. Again, a great job on that website. It's very informative.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, we try to put a lot of information on there for the prospective clients. And, you know, we try to get across really what we are, because there's not a lot of companies out there like ours. I mean, we are a multidisciplinary professional network. So you have insurance agents with us, you have tax advisors with us, you have investment advisors, you have VA accredited claims agents. We work with 28 law firms across 38 states when it comes to estate planning. So we have a pretty big team.
Yeah. And again, you can meet them all online, but also there's other informational on that website that's very helpful for folks. And again, AffinityAdvisoryNetworks.com. Well, let's jump into this. 3,000 people surveyed. That's a big one. BlackRock, the investment management corporation, asked nearly 3,000 retirees and savers to describe their favorite investments to help grow that nest egg. And it's an interesting mix of things that that we found out, or that they found out. Topping the list was ETFs.
Yeah, definitely surprising to me. Some of the percentages that I saw on the survey, but about 16% of the people surveyed said ETFs are at the top of their list. And if you're not familiar with those are exchange traded funds. They were launched back in 1993, and in recent years have been becoming increasingly popular. And, you know, the reason they're so popular is because they have very low internal fees and they're liquid every day, unlike mutual funds. So
that's the big
liquid
deal
all the time, which is nice.
Well, people, I think, have people that are getting close to retirement probably remember mutual funds when they really were a great thing. And I'm not saying that they're not a great thing now, but it may not be the way to go at this point.
Absolutely. ETFs, you know, they may or may not be right for the client, but if the client's looking for liquidity, they're looking for low internal fees. And, you know, a lot of companies are using these to create very large portfolios with a very high level of diversification as well. So, you know, if they're in the market for that liquidity and lower fees, it might be a fit.
I like ETFs because, you know, if you have a particular passion, you know, you can find any category of ETF that you want. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, farm equipment or, you know, rock climbing, you can find an ETF that'll have, and the cool part is that there are multiple funds inside that ETF.
That's right. I mean, if you talk to any of the investment advisors over here at AAN Wealth, you'll find out that some of the portfolios that they work with, you know, have 20, 30,000 underlying securities in them. And, you know, I would urge listeners, you know, if you have any curiosity about ETFs or you want to diversify your portfolio a little more, come sit down, talk to one of the investment advisors. They'll sit with you at no charge and teach you about ETFs.
Well, education is a key part of what you do at Affinity Advisory Network, and that has always been your passion. You know, you're a pretty young guy to have been in this business for 20 years already, and I think over that time, you bring something to the table that very few advisors can.
Well, thank you, Steve. You know, at 42, I feel like I'm older than what I really am, being in this industry for over two decades.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot, which, you know, that really helps from an educational standpoint when we're working with our clients.
One of the categories of this survey by BlackRock was annuities. And so 21% said, yep, they use annuities. That's good news. But annuities in general, we touched on this a little bit. They have certainly changed over the years. And is this part of most conversations you have?
They have changed over the years. I feel like annuities typically get a bad rap. And the reason they get a bad rap is because a lot of people think of the word annuity as what we call a SPIA, or single premium immediate annuity. You know, they hear things like, I put my money in, it ties all my money up, I get a small payment for the rest of my life, I could lose the remaining balance if I don't spend it all. You know, and I tell everyone this, annuities are no different than any other financial product, right? It's really about the education and understanding them. I mean, some experts even feel that annuities are an underappreciated part of a good retirement plan.
All right. And we're going to get into annuities in the next segment as well, in a little more detail. So 46%, they say cash is king. But is it anymore?
You know, they do say cash is king. But as I mentioned earlier, you know, all this money sitting on the sidelines is obviously not making any money. And because of that, with the high inflation, you're kind of going backwards, you know. And mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say that cash is king. But again, I think this is a direct correlation to people being scared right now. It's people being worried in the markets. And, you know, the point that I really want to try to hammer home during this show is, just because you're scared of the markets doesn't mean you shouldn't have your money at work. There's so many good places to put your money. You just have to take the first step, get out there and explore it. Come and sit down with one of our retirement planners, sit down with one of our insurance agents, sit down with one of our investment advisors, and they will educate you at no cost.
That really is a great benefit to coming in and having you put our plan together, or help put our plan together, because you've done this so much. And I know everyone is different and every plan is different. I mean, we've had conversations before about how every plan has some of the same elements, but certainly not the same.
Exactly. I mean, it really comes down to that particular person's goals, time horizons, income needs. I mean, there's so many things that we look at when we first start working with a potential client.
Mm-hmm. One of the other higher things that people chose in terms of, we're talking about a retirees survey from BlackRock, 47% individual securities. We like our stocks, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you look at especially the older generation, Steve, you know, when they were investing in their 401k plans at work, the only thing they really knew about were stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's kind of the only thing that they understood. And I feel like, because when you look at all the investors out there, a huge portion of them have just invested that way because, well, that's the way they've always invested, right? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to individual stocks, remember, it offers a lot less diversification than a lot of other types of investments can. And they also can carry much bigger risks. So again, it's going to get back to that risk tolerance and time horizon of the individual.
Well, and that to me is why you might want to shift into an ETF, you know, because that gives you a little more, you know, protection, if you will.
Well, you know, we see our investment advisors typically talking to clients that are trying to lower their risk going into big portfolios of ETFs instead of individual stocks.
Sure. Let's talk about mutual funds. And you talked about some of the older investors. And I know that goes back, you know, maybe 20, let's go back 20 years, 15 years even. And my brother was one of those older people. And he said, that's the only thing I'm going to have is mutual funds. That's the only thing that was. And it's like, oh, okay. I mean, and that was, and 49% said, yeah, that's they want to use them.
Yeah, again, if you look at the survey, I mean, obviously, you know, the older generations, most of the time are the ones that have the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the younger ones. They've been working longer. They've been saving longer. So it's no surprise to me that, you know, 49% said mutual funds, 47% said individual stocks or securities. But I would say that mutual funds, you know, they can be expensive. They can be somewhat limited on liquidity. But again, it's not saying that a mutual fund doesn't have a fit in some people's portfolios, right?
Of course. Yes.
I think that everything we're talking about today has some kind of fit, probably in some scenarios that where people say, oh, well, you know, I'm open to more risk. Well, if they're speaking to one of our investment advisors and they're open to more risk and they're looking for those higher returns, they might be in individual stocks. If they, you know, are looking for more diversification, lower fees, they might be in ETFs. If there are certain mutual funds that they've had for a long time that have been good performers, they might want to keep those in the portfolio. So, you know, we're open to really not only helping educate clients, but working around, you know, the things that they already like as well.
Yeah, right. I mean, again, and as well you should. So, you know, with mutual funds, a lot of the 401k plans out there include mutual funds. If you look, I mean, pretty much all of them.
Yeah, they do. And again, I think that just goes back to the factor of time, you know. Mutual funds, you know, it's kind of a fix it and forget it mentality. You know, you buy them and they're managed, and you know, over time we hope that they perform, you know. Sure. So I think it's that fix it and kind of forget it mentality, which, you know, you see that a lot in 401ks. People contribute to it, but believe it or not, Steve, a lot of times people don't even look at the new holdings inside of their 401ks that do get swapped out from time to time, because they just let it, they put it on autopilot. They let the money come out of their paycheck, it goes in their 401k, and the mutual funds are in it, and they're okay with that, and they just kind of close their eyes and then hope to wake up some one day with the right amount of money.
Well, yeah, well, guilty as charged, because back in the day, yeah, I mean, why I didn't even care. I just knew that it was going somewhere.
You know, the good news about that is that you're saving, right?
Yes.
And you are contributing, and you're getting ready for retirement. You know, we typically recommend a little bit closer approach.
Of course.
Where, you know, if you're with our investment advisory team, you're probably going to be meeting quarterly, going over your investment goals and objectives, looking at funds, things like that, making sure the performance is where you want it to be. If you're with our insurance agents, I mean, at very least, we're going to talk to you on a semi-annual or annual basis, reviewing everything that you have to make sure it's done what it's supposed to and make sure that there's no new goals that have come up.
Absolutely. Well, Robert, we have once again run out of time in this segment. Let's invite folks to call and take a quick break.
Yeah, after listening to the survey, I mean, many of the listeners probably heard, you know, a variety of different products out there, ETFs, mutual funds, annuities, securities. You know, there's so many options in today's landscape that it makes it difficult to navigate it on your own. So I would just tell all the listeners, if you're interested in educating yourself and your family on solid retirement plans, come in with a company that's different than the others, one that has, you know, four or five professionals sitting with you, educating you on each of the areas that they work in. It's just a whole different experience. And that first consultation, a lot of times people come in and we're actually providing a report to them to take home with information on whether it's Social Security or it's our software that actually pulls out all of the internal fees on their current portfolio, shows them the risk when we stress test it. There's so many things that we give out to clients for education. So I would tell all the listeners, it's worth their time to come in and just sit down for, you know, 45 minutes to an hour with our agents and advisors and learn. Learn what they need for a solid retirement.
Make that call right away, folks. It's a great way to get, as Robert just said, 877-841-1963 is the number. And really, it's why we give you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances, no cost, no obligation. You can find out how much risk you're really taking. If there are any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line. Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commission? Well, Robert and the team can certainly find out and let you know. What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. And if you'd like to take advantage of this complimentary review, please call us 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with lots more right here.
Coming up next, we'll break down the biggest myths on annuities. This is the stuff you need to know before you decide if an annuity is right for you.
With Robert Hall and Affinity Advisory Network, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of the goals. At Affinity Advisory Network, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket health care protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning, it means so much. Call Robert Hall, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963. Robert Hall, 877-841-1963.
Affinity Advisory Network presents
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Hey, we are back. on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, having great conversation today. Well, Robert, you are a brave man. We are going to dig into an area called dealing with annuities. And that can be, that's not necessarily a good topic at Thanksgiving dinner, so to speak. I mean, but it should be, because they're very, very different. And what I've learned, from you is that over the last 10 years, they essentially have been reinvented.
Yeah, it's the dreaded A word, Steve.
Yes.
It's like a four-letter word sometimes.
I know.
I tell everyone that it's the same thing. It's just like any other financial products. I mean, they're all different. But when it comes to annuities, I mean, today's landscape of annuities is way different than it was 10 years ago. Payout factors have gotten better. The bonuses have gotten better. They're just way different than they used to be. I mean, back in the day, they had what I call your grandma's annuity. It was a single premium immediate annuity. You put your money in, it basically tied it up and gave you a small payment. Well, people didn't like that. So, the insurance companies heard from the consumers what they wanted, and they really created today what they call fixed indexed annuities that have a lot more flexibility, a lot more capabilities. One of the things that I tell people, just make sure that if you're looking at annuities, just make sure you understand the technical side of them. Understand if there are caps on them. Understand the participation rates. Understand the fees. Understand the riders. Understand the contract length. But if you can get all of that and really understand it, it's possible that these kind of a great fit for a good retirement plan.
And in this segment, we're going to talk about, we're going to bust some of the myths. So because of what people say. And the first one is, and we kind of covered it already, but all annuities are the same. Nope.
No, they're not. They're not created equal. When you look at annuities, there's actually many different types of annuities. You have SPIAs, which are single premium immediate annuities. You have MIGAs, which are multi-year rate guarantees from insurance companies. You have tax deferred annuities. You have variable annuities. You have fixed indexed annuities. And they're all different, and they're used for different reasons. So when it comes to annuities, again, it just goes back to that education to understand. Because some consumers go, on a fixed indexed annuity, they absolutely love the idea of getting upside potential, but not carrying the downside risk being in the market directly. They're okay that they don't get 100% of the return. All annuities are definitely not created equal, Steve.
Well, I like when you describe the upside potential with no downside. I mean, even if the market went to zero, you're not going to lose money. You're always going to have that. I mean, zero's your hero. Simple as that.
Zero's the hero. And I mean, I was doing a review with a client that the indice that they were on an old annuity was down 33%. But you know what? If they were in the market losing 33%, they would have been losing their mind. But because they had that zero is my hero mentality in, an indice that lost 33%, guess what? They just stayed the same as they were the year before. So when you're looking for that preservation, and especially as you go into retirement, people tend to scale down risk as they go into retirement, and annuities could be a good way to do that.
And so annuities have a low rate of return. That's a myth too, because you just were talking to us. I mean, again, upside potential with no downside, no losing. And that to me gives you so much confidence.
It does. And that goes back to that old adage that I just said, Again, when you think of any product, some products are good, some products are bad. So, if it looks like I'm just spending my own money, that doesn't look so good. But if I go into a product that, guarantees me an 8% roll-up rate and my account is growing every year and then I plan on taking income, the longer that I defer that, the more I get that 8% rate or that 10% rate or whichever annuity I'm in, whatever that percentage is paying. But another thing happens too, Steve, that most listeners don't understand is as I get older, there's something else called a payout factor, and that payout factor goes up too. So two things are happening as you defer. Number one, you're getting the roll-up rate every single year and the value continues to increase of the income value. And two, that payout factor is going up. So the older they get, the higher the payout's going to be.
Payout factor. That really is just pretty much what it means, right? Payout factor.
Exactly what it means. And most listeners they've never heard of that before.
Right.
But it's the number that the insurance company uses when they look at the income value to determine how much money you're going to get when you take a lifetime payout. So you want that to be as high as you can get it, of course.
Of course.
But like I said, there's five different types of annuities out there. And the product selection in each of those five types is so wide with so many different companies. So it's always good to get real education on it. And you need to go to a licensed agent that really knows what they're talking about, because they need to know all the details.
So, Robert, if I happened to be in a situation, maybe it was at a bank or with a broker, whatever, and I was sold a variable annuity, and now I'm listening to this program and I'm realizing, hey, that may not be the best thing for me. Can I come in and talk to you and see if maybe there's something we can do?
Absolutely. Bring it in. And we actually do a side-by-side comparison, and we put the numbers in black and white for the clients.
Nice.
You know, we put the variable annuity right beside any recommendations that we're going to make, and they're going to see, what are the fees in the variable annuity? What are the fees in the recommendation? What are the risks on the variable annuity? What are the risks on the recommendation? And you know, this is all going to be determined by their risk tolerance. You know, a lot of times people get into variable annuities and don't realize the risk that they're actually carrying.
Right.
Sometimes they want a little bit more safety, and sometimes people associate the word safety with an annuity. So as long as it says annuity, they think they're safe, but that's not the case, as you know, Steve.
Sure. Again, it's good to know what you have. Folks, if you're wondering, if you ended up with an annuity and you're really not sure what it is or how it works, Robert's your guy. 877-841-1963. And so this one, again, big myth. When I die, the insurance company keeps all the money.
Yeah, that is a big myth. You know, most of the annuities out there today, so if you look at the MIGAs, you look at the variable annuities, you look at the tax-deferred annuities, you look at the hybrids or the fixed-indexed annuities, that's just not the case. Typically, when someone dies, they're either going to get the accumulation value, or they're going to get a death benefit, or they're going to get something called a benefit base. Very rarely do they lose the money. The only time that could really happen is if they had a life-only payout in a single premium immediate annuity. And again, with that educated consumer, I really think that if they saw all the different choices, they would likely lean away from that in most scenarios, unless they were just absolutely had to have a higher payout and willing to trade off that risk of mortality for the higher payout. But there's so many ways to take income from annuities today that I think it would behoove the listeners to sit down, go through the no obligation consultation with us, and learn if this is something they're really interested in.
Well, one of the things we had a conversation about, Robert, was taking annuities and laddering them. In other words, multiple annuities with multiple income streams that you can turn on and off. That to me seems like really a cool thing.
Yeah, laddering works really well, not only in multiple annuities, but also in the strategies that you choose on each of those annuities. You know, a lot of times people come in and they'll have a 2-year strategy on half their money, 1-year strategy on the other half. And that 12-month review, when they come in, will ladder another 2-year strategy with the first 2-year strategy. So it's staggered. And the laddering of the income, it kind of, you know, what it does is basically gives them income out of one bucket while another bucket grows back. Right. So definitely a good strategy, Steve.
So if I need my money, and I mean, again, this is another myth that people think that, well, I can't access my money, it's just all locked up. There are things that you can do, right?
There are. As I mentioned early in the show, there are, you know, kind of what I call the parachute or the bailout provision, you know, in some annuities. If people think that they're going to need money in a short term, there are some ways to access the funds and get the money back if they need it. A return of premium would be an option. The other thing that could happen is some annuities offer a 10% free withdrawal, some offer 10%, and then it stacks every year that they don't take it out. So maybe it's 20% the second year. Some annuities that have income riders on them, they can take income from them day one. So, and also, I mean, if you look at any of the illustrations from the insurance companies on any products that show good returns, it's not uncommon that a few years down the road, if they needed to pull out, they could, even though there are surrender penalties. But knowing where you're at and what you can do does have value to it.
Well, Robert, this is the kind of thing you do every day. And folks, you need to take advantage of what we're offering here today. Robert, take it away.
If you are considering annuities in any way, whether that's a new hybrid annuity or a variable annuity, or you just purchased one of them, and you want to find out if really you got what you bargained for, bring it in. Let us take a look at it. We do a no cost consultation, and we'll line them up side by side. We'll show you the products that you have currently, and we'll show you other similar products out there. There are many, many insurance companies out there that are very good with a varying array of product offerings. We're happy to go through those with you, make sure you understand them so you can make a good educated decision and have a solid retirement plan.
That's what we're talking about here, helping you make the best decision for you. If you've got any questions about what we're talking about annuities, Robert's here for you. 877-841-1963, 877 841-1963. That's the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened. We need to take a break, but we're coming back. One more segment to go right here on Retirement Readiness Radio.
All right, we need to take a break, but when we return, we'll jump into some questions from our listeners. We'll be right back.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease. At Affinity Advisory Network, we pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, Robert Hall and his team will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement so that we can design a plan to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Take advantage of our complimentary retirement strategy session by calling Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network at 877-841-1963. Again, the number to call is 877-841-1963.
This is a funny money story, and it's both a little funny and a little not so funny. But one thing is certain, it's a pretty good story. It's a story about making a profit, acquiring customers, and how some venture capitalists lose millions of dollars, yet they continue to acquire more cash. We get the story from content strategist and writer Ranjan Roy, and he tells the story of a friend of his that owns several independent pizza operations. One day, he started to get complaints about late deliveries. Just one thing, his pizza operations didn't offer delivery. He did a little sleuthing. He discovered a delivery option had somehow appeared on his Google listing. Turns out it was DoorDash. Apparently, that's one method of how DoorDash acquires new customers. Oh, but it doesn't end there. He sells his pizza $24 a piece. However, DoorDash had it listed for $16. Think about it. If somebody would pay DoorDash $16 for a pizza, yet his restaurant got the full $24. So he did the only thing that seemed logical. He ordered 10 pizzas for himself, had them delivered to a friend's house. It worked. His restaurant was paid $24 a piece, and the customer paid $16. Boom, $8 profit per pizza. The money was free, a seamless transfer from SoftBank's deep venture capital line pockets to his business bank account. So they tried it again, only this time, they only sent out pizza dough. Same thing, $75 pure profit. Surely DoorDash would figure this out. Well, they didn't. And here's where the venture capitalists come in. In this case, SoftBank. They are the money behind DoorDash, who, by the way, lost $450 million, generating $800 million in revenue last year. Let me say that again. They lost $450 million, generating $800 million. What's wrong with this picture? Is it any wonder, then, why the potential Uber Eats takeover of Grubhub has hit a brick wall?
It's your go-go years, so let's get going with another retirement road trip.
Road trip? Huh, not yet, but we are excited about when we can again. In the meantime, let's set up some temporary road trips you can make at home. Maybe call them hall trips. Come with me. Let me introduce you to an area of the home meant to keep your vehicle out of the elements. Where's your car? In the driveway? Why is that? Well, let's go inside and take a look. Oh, now I see why. Let's see what we have here. Old treadmill turned clothes hanger collecting dust now. Old newspapers. I see Reagan beat Mondale. Nice TV, vintage 1989. Who wants to watch Cheers? When cabin fever sets in, you can finally do what you've been saying. One of these days, I'm cleaning it out. Follow me to another area of the house. In my day, we called this room a kitchen. Now, what's that odd-looking appliance there? No, not the microwave. You know that one. The one over there. It's called an oven or a stove or both. Anyway, in another time, people would prepare meals on and in this device. And many times, others would gather around for maybe a little wine, some appetizers, and great conversation. Now come in here. This is called a dining room. Now back in the olden days, families would gather around this thing called a table, enjoy a meal together, and not check social media. No, they'd actually do a little something we used to call talk. Here, I'll go ahead and take your reservation for tonight at 6. And by the way, this room doubles as a card-playing table room after dinner, or maybe board games. Now, you know this room, it's the bathroom. What's this? You're out of you-know-what? Time for a real, safe, social distancing road trip to the store to find out they're still out. Any room in your home is a great room to go online and set up a virtual conversation with your retirement advisor and learn how to build a solid plan for yourself with income and risk protection. Hopefully soon we can all get back out on the road.
On Retirement Readiness Radio, I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Robert Hall is here. Robert is president and founder of Affinity Advisory Network, helping folks for more than 20 years in this business. And you at Affinity Advisory Network, along with AAN Wealth, you have got a team of people there, Robert, that are second to none. And when I think this is oversimplifying when I say you're a one-stop shop, but really you are.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, we're very proud of that, actually. There's, you know, in our area, at least where we live here locally, there's not a lot of companies that do it the way we do it. And what I mean by that is, you know, when a client comes in for their no obligation consultation, they can sit with an insurance agent that's independent. So that insurance agent reps for many different companies and is an unbiased representative. You have investment advisors who are fiduciaries to the client doing the investment advice. You have attorneys that are actually representing the client from their law firm directly, even though we work with 28 law firms across the country for estate planning purposes. And then we also have VA accredited claims agents that are helping veterans. So, you know, our idea is that we are that one-stop shop. Come in and we can handle all of your questions and concerns.
You mentioned the VA, and that's an area that, I mean, it made my ears perk up. You know, how do you help veterans and what options do they have?
When it comes to helping veterans, there are benefits out there that are little known. You'll find out that most veterans are unaware of programs that exist where if they need help because they've gotten older, they didn't necessarily have to get hurt during war, but maybe they need a little help at home. Maybe it's medication reminders, or maybe they, you know, have some issues with activities of daily living. There are programs designed for veterans specifically, but, you know, I always recommend that you go to either a VA accredited claims agent or a VA accredited claims attorney. But, you know, everything we do from a VA perspective, we do it for the clients. And the goal is really for them to obtain really what I think they're entitled to because they served our country. So this money can really help them in their golden years.
Folks, if you're interested, if that piques your interest and you didn't know anything about that and you're a veteran, call Robert right now, 877-841-1963. All right, well, let's jump into some questions here and see what we can do. Chris has a question. She says, I'm 62 years old. I plan to keep working until my full retirement age at 67. I've been divorced for many years. Someone told me that I could take my ex-husband's Social Security because he made considerably more money than I did. Is that true? And will he find out?
You know, Steve, Chris has a good question, actually. That's a very technical one. There are some rules, and the person that told her that was right, potentially.
Okay.
First thing is she had to be married to her ex-spouse for at least 10 years. She had to be divorced for at least 2 years. And remember, she can't collect hers and his. If she retires at full retirement age, 67, as she says, she would get her full retirement, or if 50% of her ex-husband's Social Security is higher than her full retirement, she can take that instead. So it's an either or scenario. Another question that people ask a lot of times is on the next is, will they be notified? And the answer to that's no. You know, the Social Security doesn't notify your ex-spouse that, oh, by the way, we're paying your ex half of your Social Security. It doesn't affect that person's Social Security.
Right.
It's only going to affect, you know, the spouse that's trying to collect.
Sure. Well, and again, that's an interesting thing. So in your experience, Robert, do you see people taking advantage of this? Is this something that is done on a regular basis?
We do. We see that a lot, Steve. We see clients here anywhere from about 45 years old to about 85 years old. And, you know, the pre-retirees, they ask us questions like this all the time when it comes to Social Security. So something we're definitely used to dealing with. We know most of the technical answers. And if you come in and have a free consultation with us, we're happy to go through those with you. But to answer her question, yes, as long as those requirements are met, she may be entitled to 50% of his if it's higher than hers.
Fair enough. 877-841-1963. Chris, give us a call. Get on the calendar while you can. Let's see. All right. Harold has a question. Now, this is a lengthy question. I've invested in a four-year fixed annuity several years ago to allocate a percentage of my portfolio into a vehicle that was conservative. Now, the annuity is set at 4% annually. I'm a long-term aggressive investor who makes about 12 to 15 trades per year. My retirement horizon, between 2 and 5 years from right now. Is this a safe strategy going forward?
He said he's a long-term aggressive investor with 12 to 15 trades, and he's got a 4% annuity. As you know, Steve, I'm kind of joking about that.
Yes,
but,
of course.
You know, whenever you look at an overall retirement plan, you've heard me say over and over, it's really about many different parts. It's about the goals, the objectives, the time horizon. And for him, he says that he's about 2 to 5 years away from retirement. So some of the questions that we would ask a client like this, I mean, we obviously can't give the advice on the radio without knowing all facts. But, you know, some of the things to consider would be, you know, the amount of money that he currently has invested, you know, the amount that he's going to need during retirement, because that's one of the things that wasn't mentioned in his question is, you know, how much money are you going to be spending in addition to your Social Security pensions and the other income that's there? We would need to know that. And then, you know, what I always tell everyone is when it comes to this, because he's talking about a fixed annuity, then he's talking about being an aggressive investor. He really needs a qualified investment advisor that can act as a fiduciary to him. And I know he's had one in the past, but I tell people, go get a second opinion. Come and talk to one of our investment advisors at AAN Wealth and see what he says compared to the guy you currently have. Because, you know, that second opinion might make all the difference in your retirement.
It certainly can. And you don't, I mean, again, the second opinion, I think that's an important thing to get. If you've got a plan right now, folks, and you're just curious, yeah, sit down with Robert, see if we can make it better, see if there can be some changes. Or maybe it's just right the way it is and they'll send you out the door, won't they?
We will do that, Steve. If we look at a plan and we think that the plan doesn't really need to be changed or we can't offer a viable upgrade, then we will let the client know, hey, you're in good shape. We really think that you should stay the same track that you're doing. Your advisor's done a great job. If any of your needs change in the future, give us a call. But we are a company that is never pushy. We're all about education. And, you know, for us, when the client comes in and they leave, even if they don't do business with us, if they know more than they knew when they walked in and it was worth their time, then we did our job.
I like it, Robert. I like it. Let's see. We got time for one more here. Barry is wondering, what is the best investment option for me to grow my Roth IRA retirement account? ETFs, real estate, something else?
There's all kinds of options to put a Roth into. A lot of people are confused by this question, Steve. When they say Roth, a lot of people think of that as an investment. And a Roth is not an investment. That's really a tax code, right? So mm-hmm. I could have a Roth annuity. I could have a Roth CD. I could have a Roth portfolio of ETFs. So I could have, you know, a Roth is actually just saying that, hey, it's a qualified plan. My money's growing tax-free. And when I take it out, I don't owe taxes on that money, right? So
yes. You
could put it into just about anything that you want. In today's uncertain market, a lot of people are moving toward the fixed annuities with their Roths because they can put the Roth in there, right? And let it grow, growing while it's deferred. And then when they do pull that income lever and they start taking that income, it is guaranteed for the rest of their life. And the great news is, since it started with the Roth, guess what, Steve?
Tax-free
for the rest of his life. You got it.
Oh, boy. What a relief that would be for, you know, to be able to have a situation like that. And you help folks create that.
Tax-free mailbox money.
I like it. Give Robert a call right now. In fact, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Robert, one more time, we can invite folks to call.
I would invite all of our listeners to come in, give us a call, ask us questions, get involved, because your retirement is important. You've saved your whole life to get to where you are today. And I would tell you that you want the best advice that you possibly can get. So start with a good education, start with a good understanding. Come in, sit down, meet with us and actually take advantage of our no-cost consultation and get to know our team, get to know our staff. I mean, we're a locally owned and operated company here in the Glass Tower, and you can come sit down with us at any time. Give us a call.
877-841-1963. That's how you get started, folks. It really is that simple. 877-841-1963. That's why we offer you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances with no cost and no obligation. Well, just what we've been talking about today, risk inside your portfolio. Do you have any? Do you know how much risk you are taking? What about red flags that might be a problem for you? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Well, they'll do a deep dive and find out for you. What potential tax liabilities? And of course, a plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. You want to take advantage of this opportunity? Please call us right now, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened. Well, Robert, as always, a pleasure to be here. The show goes by really quickly, but I love all the information.
Yeah, pleasure being here, Steve. Thanks for having me. Love sharing the information with the listeners and looking forward to meeting with them.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and a whole lot more right here on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and/or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state. We do not offer every Medicare plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. Availability of benefits and plans varies by carrier and location. Deductibles, copays, and coinsurance may apply. Plans purchased after initial enrollment period are subject to eligibility requirements.